every step that Elijah would make was ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But Jezebel's threat made him feel that he ought to look out for himself. He took things in his own hands. And this always leads down the road to the juniper tree. Anytime you take things in your own hands. We look at how many church people today leave the church because they get angry with someone. Is that right? Many, this is the reason we have so many lonely people. Because they have left the divine presence of God. Paul said, when difficulties come, be of good cheer. You see, when the blues hit you, you can't do nothing right. You can't look right. You can't walk right. You can't preach right. You can't talk right. You can't drive your car right. You can't do nothing right. Is that right? And Elijah here felt that he had been a total failure. I hear him say here, I'm no better than my father. They allowed Israel to drift into idolatry. Have you ever been like that? Have you ever felt that everything you seem to do is wrong? Have you ever felt like that? Some folk work and nobody brags on them. Seems like the more you work, the less appreciation people show. Have you ever been like this? Sometimes it feels like, it seems like you are doing all the work and somebody else is getting all the credit. If you're not careful, it will send you all the way down in the dump. And many times, if you don't watch out, you feel like giving up in life. Is that right? I've seen so many young folk. We had a young girl not too long ago in our church. Because she was down in the dump. She attempted to commit suicide, a teenager. Said she felt like she was the black sheep in the family. Paul said, be of good cheer when difficulties come. But now there's a cure to being down in the dump. Now Elijah felt so useless he wanted to die. But I don't really believe he really meant that, because if he really wanted to die, Jezebel could have taken care of that. But you know, a man is in a bad fix when he wants to die. When a man wants to give up everything in life and just die, he's in a bad fix. Because that's one thing you don't have to worry about dying. You're going to do that. The Lord knows when. It's bad, as I said, to make important decisions when you are in the blue. You say things many times you don't mean. Some of the worst mistakes I've made was when I was tired. Or some of the worst decisions I've made was when I was tired. But we notice here, God cured Elijah by letting him sleep. So rest must have been the answer. And I'm here tonight to tell you the answer to many of our problems is rest. The reason some young person is about to commit a crime out in the streets now, he needs resting from something. The reason somebody tonight cannot support the church the way the Lord would have yet, we need a rest. Elijah never did get back to normal until the Lord called a deep sleep upon him. And when he woke up, everything was all right. Some people need to rest from idleness. You see, you can rest from doing something, and then you can rest from doing nothing. Isn't that right? Somebody needs to rest from alcohol. Witness here tonight. Somebody needs to rest from dope. But excuse me right along here. Somebody needs to rest from lying. You know, I said it message. Some folk lie just to be lied. You know, people have always lied. But the old folk wouldn't just tell a downright lie on you. They had to have a good reason. But you know, people now will lie on you even if they don't know you. It just thrills some folk to lie. Some folk go to bed lying. Wake up in the morning lying. Go on that job lying. But I'm here to tell you we need to take a rest. Do I have a witness here? Sometimes, brother preachers, I've gone to the church. I've been tired and broken down. My father has always told me, every so often you need to get away and rest. Jesus believed in getting away. God made the whole world, and he took a rest. The sermons that are preached seemed like anything wasn't doing any good. Time I felt like all I was doing was just useless time. But the Lord speaks to me tonight. All you need to do is just rest. And when you have a rested mind, your whole outlook is different. Who's the hell with me? We're living in a tired world, and we just need to rest. I had a good friend of mine who was about to walk off and leave his church, came to the understanding all he needed was a rest. And sometimes the reason church is not enjoyable to us is because of what happened the night before. You know, it's hard to preach to a person that has stayed up all night Saturday night. It's hard for a sleepy person to understand that Jesus is the King of Kings. Understand that. It's hard for a person with a hangover to understand that the Lord will open up windows and pour you out blessings. But I've come tonight, young folk, to tell you that there is a way out. It doesn't matter tonight what your life is, there is a way out. And it doesn't matter what kind of family background you have, just remember that you are somebody. Everything and everybody that the Lord made, he put some good in it. Isn't that right? And don't feel left out. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter who you are. You have a place in life. Don't give up. And don't let anybody fool you because you are somebody. And I'm going to have to move on here to close tonight. But I'm reminded of an old lady who had only one child. This old lady was a very poor lady. And she had one little girl. And it was a little girl's desire when she would grow up to go off to college. But all through life, her mother told her, I don't see how you're going to do it. But by the help of the Lord, if you have determination, the Lord will fix it so you can be somebody in life. And one morning early, the little girl got up and said, Mama, you know, in just a few weeks now, I will be graduating from high school.
All right.
And the mother said, I read about a college that you can work your way through because you know we don't have any money.
Yeah.
All right. And when she had graduated, the little girl got up that morning and started packing her clothes. Didn't even have a suitcase. But she had an old white bag that she put her two or three little pieces in. And went on down to the bus station and went on up to college. And the little girl was not able to come back home doing holiday break. Because she had to stay on the campus and work. And it got mighty hard down there because all the girls and boys would have visitations from their parents and friends. But day by day, this little girl never did receive any mail. Didn't even have a visitor. And one night, the little girl came in and decided to write her mother a letter. She picked up the pen and began to write. Said, "Dear Mama, I feel like I'm nobody. I feel like giving up. I feel so useless. The teachers are always bragging on other girls and boys. But nobody ever brags on me." Her mother was very depressed when she got the letter. Realizing the next day was a little girl's birthday. The old lady had saved some emergency money. The next morning early, she got up and said, "I'm going to see about my child." She walked on the college campus that day and saw a little girl sitting there in the chair. The little girl ran and embraced her mother and said, "Mama, I didn't mean for you to straighten up and come down here." She said, "Well, you know you're my child and my only child. It disturbed me when I read about you feel like giving up. It broke my heart to hear my child say that she feel like that she's nobody." "So did you not know the day is your birthday and I brought you a gift here?" The little girl was so happy, tears began to run all down her eyes. Pocketbook and came out with a little bright bag, a little bright brown bag. She came out with a little brown bag. She said, "I have in this bag a birthday gift for you." The little girl was so nervous she couldn't hardly open the bag. All right. And other girls were standing around waiting to see what she had for her birthday. She ran her hand down in the bag, but she was too weak to pick it up, and everybody was just standing there. And then she ran her hand back down in the bag and still couldn't come out with the gift. And then finally she came out, and guess what she had in her hand? She had nothing but an onion in her hand. And the girls around her started laughing. Said, "Your mama brought you an onion down here. And said, this is your birthday gift." And she looked up at her mama and said, "Mama, why would you embarrass me so and bring in a useless onion?" And the old lady said, "Well, sit down a while, all you college students. That you feel like that you're nobody. I brought this onion here to give you